We used to be the sole focus. We used to always have their attention. We used to be the first person that was, whose hand was shaking whenever Apple walked in the room, and we're not that anymore.
At the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference 2012, for professional and high-end users, the silence was deafening. On this edition of Inertia, we talk with one user who took matters into his own hands on Facebook to try to get some answers. I'm Jason Lopez. This is Inertia from Connected Social Media. Apple has always been a friend to the high-end user, the professional who edits video, records music, or processes photographs. Today's WWDC keynote left some wondering whether this was the case anymore. Lou Barella essentially posed that question to Apple on a Facebook page. He wrote, "Hello, Apple. We are the creative community, and we are looking for a little clarity on one of our favorite products, the Mac Pro Tower. Is that too much to ask? Sincerely, Lou Barella, VG3TV.com. Lou Barella is a video editor and joins us via Google Chat from his offices in the New York area.
My main problem with Apple hasn't been the fact that the towers weren't released. My main problem with Apple, and I think the gist of the Facebook page has clarified this, is that Apple hasn't even released a statement as to whether or not they're ever going to release new towers. A little clarity is what I was always asking for. Apple could have easily stated at any point in time, look, Intel's roadmap for chips doesn't, you know, jibe with our release schedule for towers. We don't think their chips are at this point up to the task of what we want to release, so we're going to wait until they give us something that's worth putting in a new Mac Pro tower. And that would have sufficed for us. So I think they were doing us a favor by not releasing towers because the chips weren't truly up to snuff at that point and that the upgrade path that Intel was on was a little bit delayed. So I get that. So yeah, we all want new towers, but again, I'm kind of happy that I'm not looking at some software companies just constant release .5 updates and charge full price for it. I'm kind of glad Apple hasn't done that to us with hardware.
I wonder if you could explain who us is when you say us or we. Because you're talking about a community of people who rely on these towers. And also, what was it that led you to then create the Facebook page?
I would clarify us as anybody who is not solely reliant on Apple for just an iPad or an iPhone or an iOS device or software developer. I think us are the people who create. And I'm not saying you can't create on an iMac. I know there are a lot of people that do. But there are a lot of companies out there that buy Mac Pros by the dozens. When I say us, the people that wait on release schedules so they can set those budgets, so they can plan their business roadmaps months and months in advance.
And you're talking about video production, you're talking about all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, if you look at the people that are on the Facebook page at this point, you'll find obviously video editors, you'll find animators, you'll find 3D artists, photographers, medical experts that are doing huge, huge calculations, chemists. You'll find people that really push their hardware to the limit, that don't just want to run a single workstation, all-in-one consumer-type device. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
And so what led you to create the Facebook page?
Well, the Facebook page, Larry Jordan is he's a pretty connected, he's a Final Cut 10 evangelist. He's a big Final Cut 10 trainer. He's pretty popular in the editing community with his web presence. And Larry Jordan and I had a conversation a couple of months back after Final Cut 10 was released. And I said to him, have you ever specifically asked Apple directly, what's the story with the new Mac Pro? And he said, yes, I have. And they just didn't give me an answer. They said no comment. So I said to him, I'm going to start a Facebook page, and I'm going to try and get everyone that I'm going to try and make it go viral so that everyone that wants to know the answer to that question can all ask it at the same time. What's the story with the Mac Pro Tower? I felt like everyone just talks to Apple knowing they're not going to get an answer. And they don't bother to ask the questions that they're not going to get an answer to. I wanted to ask the question, what's the story with the Mac Tower? You know, a little clarity, please. There's a lot of people waiting to know what you're going to do with it.
Now, leading up to the keynote,
right.
There were a number of clues along the way. Can you take us through what's the story of that? What's happened?
All right. There weren't any clues up until the Facebook page started. There were always MacBook Pro and iOS and Mountain Lion rumors. There were never any Mac Pro rumors specifically. So it wasn't until the Facebook page took off and frustration level had hit critical mass. And I know 18,000 people is a lot, but I know it's really not a lot. But either way, I think it was kind of a place for Apple to sit there and take notice and say, the masses are gathering, we need to do something. And I think that's when the little Mac Pro leaks started to happen. I had spoken with Larry Jordan again after the Facebook page took off, and he told me he spoke with Apple and that they were in fact aware of the Facebook page. Then shortly thereafter, Jim Dalrymple was asked directly what the story was with the Mac Pro. Are they going to kill it? And he said no. Or might have been the other way around. He might have said, are they going to support it? And he said yes. I can't remember what his one-word answer was. It was either a yes or a no, and it was a positive answer, put it that way. So he's all connected. Anything Dalrymple says, supposedly everyone believes it's directly coming from Apple. Now, again, we still didn't get an official release from Apple at that point, but it was a little carrot. We'll take it. A week later, Mac Pro Towers specs get leaked. When the Facebook page hit critical mass, that's when Apple said, we're not talking about the Mac Pro in the keynote presentation. We're going to need to give them something to appease them a little bit. And I think that's when the leaks started coming out about the Mac Pro.
Right, right. What do you make of the response so far from your Facebook page? You said, what, 18,000 comments or likes. What do you make of it?
Jeez, oh man, I don't know. I'm glancing at the responses now, and there's a whole lot of expletives. There's a whole lot, you know. I can't speak for everybody, and I don't ever claim to be able to speak for everybody. My thing was just give us a little clarity, and I think with the leaks and the very small carrots that have been dangled, I kind of got that I know it's coming. I think there's a lot of people that are at critical mass that believe Apple's all about iPods, iPhones, iOS, and that's it at this point. And they have, you know, they have a pretty good argument to believe nothing more than that. You know, the pro market used to be Apple's sole focused. We're the oldest child, you know, and we're the neglected child at this point. You know, we used to be the sole focus. We used to always have their attention. We used to be the first person that was whose hand was shaking whenever Apple walked in the room, and we're not that anymore. So, and you know, I think Apple as a company has always dealt in secrecy and this whole ability to drive frustration to the point where it turns into anticipation, or to drive anticipation to the point where it turns into frustration. And I think they kind of done that they've mastered that moment, and it works great in the consumer market, but I just don't think it works as well when you're dealing with, again, like I said, companies that have to set budgets on hardware and software purchases months and months in advance. And I think those are the people that are very, very frustrated at this point. Can I convince the 18,000 people on the page, or the whatever percentage of those people that still believe that, you know, Apple only cares about phones and iPads at this point? I don't know. I don't know if Apple's done enough to sit there and let those people feel a little more at ease. And I don't think they've done enough to do that. So
in the past, Apple has released products just as standalone presentations, just that single product. They've done that before. Do you think that it may be the case that they may release towers in that same sort of way, just in Cupertino, you know, on a stage, just the towers themselves? Or do you think you're going to be waiting around till Macworld for the next release?
Yeah, I don't. I unless the tower is a completely new redesign, you know, look, it's a computer is really all it is. If it comes out next Tuesday and it's only a, you know, the store is down, stay tuned, and then, you know, an hour later the store is up and there's new Mac Pro towers there, that's fine by me.
And that's essentially what happened. While we recorded this interview, about 20 minutes after the keynote ended, Lou checked the Apple store and discovered that a Mac Pro update had quietly occurred, with a tower equipped with previous generation Xeon Westmere chips.
I'm changing my tune. I thought they were kind of spoon-feeding us the idea that updates were going to come, but, you know, we need graphic card options. We need Thunderbolt. We need USB 3. There's none of that. You know, unless they're doing us a favor by not releasing a machine that's underpowered because the chips aren't ready, I don't know what to think. I just posted on the Facebook page, and I'm really confused. I need to digest it.
All right, Lou. Well, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
You can find Lou Barella's Facebook letter to Apple by searching for We Want a New Mac Pro. This is Inertia from Connected Social Media. I'm Jason Lopez.